When we moved into Jobstown, we actually moved in before the roads were down. Like the houses were finished, but the roads weren't in. So we were in and out before the roads were down. So there was a lot of young families moving in at that stage. And most of the husbands were out of work and we were there. And there was nothing, you know, there was nothing. There was one shop and the church and the schools, and that was it. And we had a bus service, but it wasn't a great bus service. And I didn't drive. And even if we had, if I had to driven, there was only one car. So it would have been gone all day. Myself and the lady next door said, we have to do something, you know, we have to get something organized. So I said to her, I said, look, if there was a ladies' club, would you go to it? Oh yeah, she said. I said, okay. I said, well, we'll go and ask the other women on the estate if there was a ladies' club, would they go to it? So we went, Alice and I went around and said, if there was a ladies' club, would you go to it? Oh yeah. So most of the women said, oh yeah. You know, some of the women said, no, I wouldn't be bothered. Oh, crap. So Alice and I went to the parish priest and said to them, look, there's nothing here. You know, we're thinking of starting a ladies' club. Could we have the use of the church hall or some one of the school rooms or something in the evening? So we got the the hall. And we started the ladies' club, and we had a kukri class and a knitting class, and we'd keep fit and things like that. And, you know, so when I left, we'd 120 members.
That's great.
So it was grand. I don't know whether it's still going or not now because I haven't been back in a long time. But we done that, and we got out, and we used to go walking and things like that. You know, go out just we. Gang of us, we can go out for a walk and